Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is an amazing story that actually happened to my wife. So it's very close to home. But to introduce the story, the name of yesterday's parsha was Nasai. Nasai means to lift. And one lesson that we can learn from the name of the parsha Nasai is to try to uplift everybody that we run into. We see a Jew who is not feeling well, try to make him feel better, him or her. In fact, even a non-Jewish person, we can help to make better quite often. And as a matter of fact, the following story illustrates this very well. My wife was shopping in Walmart one day, and she came to the counter to check out. And my wife usually tries to strike up a conversation with people when she can, help another person feel better, bring a smile to somebody's face, and so forth. So she was talking to a lady, how you doing, so forth. Anyway, she came to the checkout, her turn at the checkout counter, and she was still wearing her chaplain badge. My wife is a chaplain. So the checkout lady, the cashier, said, "Oh, I see that you're a chaplain." So my wife said, "Yeah, I am a chaplain. I serve senior citizens, senior people in the Jewish community." And so the checkout lady said, "Well, the truth is, I was studying to be a chaplain also. But something happened to me one day while I was at this cash register that changed my mind. And here's what happened. A lady came into the line one day. As she was checking out, she handed me a note. She didn't say anything, she just handed me a note. After she left, I looked at the note. And the note said that I was very, very depressed, and I was actually considering, chas v'shalom lo aleinu, suicide. I was so depressed that I was considering ending my life. Chas v'shalom lo aleinu, it should never happen to anybody of us that we know or to us. But," she said, "when I checked out here at your cash register with a purchase that I made over here at Walmart, you were so nice to me, you were so cheery, and you were so upbeat that I decided, you know what, I'm not going to do it. If somebody could be so friendly to me just like that, then I know that whatever situation I'm in, there's hope, there's reason to be optimistic. And I didn't do what I had planned. I didn't, thank God, commit suicide." And therefore, the cashier continued her story, talking to my wife. "Therefore, I decided that I didn't have to go and train and become a chaplain, even though I would probably earn more money, but rather my chaplaincy was right here. My mission was right here in Walmart at this cash register, checking people out and being friendly and giving a smile, because look what happened. Just from my being a nice cash register person and giving a smile and being friendly, this lady decided that her life was worth living. So what if I hadn't been here and a different cash register person was here? Maybe that lady would not be living anymore, God forbid. And therefore, I feel that this is my station. This is my mission from God, to stand here and check people out at Walmart 8 hours a day and do everything I can to try to be friendly, to be nice, and to give a little uplift to people as they go through my line. And who knows? Maybe there will be other people that will really, really need my optimistic greeting." So anyway, that was the story. This is a story my wife told me the other day. And it's really quite a story. It shows that even a simple conversation, if we're friendly, if we keep in mind the message from Nasai, which means to lift, that each one of us can give a lift to another person. Not even necessarily giving charity to another person, but just lighting their fire a little bit. You know, everybody has a spark of godliness in them, as we say by Jew, or made in the image of God, as we say by every human being. And everybody, normal person, can relate to optimism and can relate to a smile and can relate to a friendly word. So this is a great lesson for us. Our main mission at this point in our Jewish history, of course, is to bring Mashiach. This could actually do it, as the Rambam explains, that even one good word, one good thought, or one good deed can tip the scale and bring Mashiach. And this can certainly do it, to be friendly and to be nice. Of course, we also have to bear in mind safety. You know, we have to make sure that we're in a safe environment. Especially children should be careful who they talk to, not to talk to strangers, and all the rules of safety have to be kept. But within those rules, to be nice, to be friendly, to be optimistic, and to give a lift to the next person, especially if we see somebody who's a little bit down, that we could give them a lift. Now, as far as laws of Mashiach, although I'm not going to quote today from the Rambam, but I am going to quote today from a story about the Chafetz Chaim. And it's a pretty famous story, but just very briefly, without telling all the details, the Chafetz Chaim, they say, each night would daven extremely strongly and not only ask for Mashiach, but actually demand Mashiach. And it's actually something which is in the words of many poskim, that not only should we be asking for Mashiach, but even demanding. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ad Masai, until when will we be here in Galus, in exile? But rather, we need to express our very strong desires, we do in many, many prayers, and even to demand that Hashem should give us Mashiach. And as the Chafetz Chaim points out, that it's like a worker. A worker only has to be paid the same day if he demands it. Well, we have done our work, and therefore it is definitely appropriate, the Chafetz Chaim and many others say, that we should demand our pay, we should demand that Hashem should send Mashiach. May Mashiach come immediately, and especially it will be speeded up through our learning and our mitzvahs, especially increasing them immediately, if not sooner. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.